Joe Shanks leapt from his bunk and darted for the door. He sped through the opening, then spun and ran back in. Shaking his head, he grabbed the bow propped against the bed frame and slipped the quiver over his shoulder. Joe buckled on his sword belt, snagged his coin purse, and headed for the door once more. It wouldn't do to show up at the muster without his weapons. He could only imagine what Captain Fry would say to that. Joe slowed down when he reached the entrance to Leaper's Hall, where a crowd had gathered around the open door. Huddled groups of rabbits talked earnestly with one another. Joe noticed angry and worried expressions. "What's the word, Lund?" he asked, grabbing his friend's arm.
"Shanks! Nice of you to wake up," Lund said with a smirk. "Just in time for muster, as usual."
"I had a late night."
"At the targets, I assume?" Lund patted Joe's bow. "Listen, Shanks, you know I love you and your long, goofy legs, but if you think a few extra nights at the targets are going to make you a better archer than Nate Flynn, you're dreaming."
"It's been more than a few nights."
"Still, it's Nate Flynn. The Nate Flynn."
"I can beat him," Joe said, scowling. "I have to beat him."
"Why do you need to beat him so badly?"
"I have to prove that I've got what it takes."
"Who do you have to prove that to? Those brats who used to bully you?"
"That's one."
"Lieutenant Drand?"
"Two."
"That beautiful doe, Misty, who rejected your invitation to the summer mingle?"
"That's three."
"Didn't she say she'd rather stay the summer single than go with you to the summer mingle?" Lund asked, smirking.
"Three."
"Captain Fry?"
"Four," Joe said, frowning.
"And," Lund continued slowly, "your father's ghost?"
"That's five," Joe said quietly. "A handful to start with."
"There are more?" Lund asked, then nodded. "Of course there are more. You're ridiculous, Joe. I don't know why you beat yourself up. You're an incredible archer. You don't need to prove it to anyone."
"I have to prove it to myself, Lund."
"Okay, okay," Lund said, raising his hands with a smile. "Like I always say, I'm behind you all the way. Sadly, I'll be so far behind you that it won't help any, but I'm definitely behind you."
Joe smiled, his scowl giving way to a laugh. "So what's got everyone so riled up? Surely it's not the Archer's Cup."
"Yeah, no one cares about that, because everyone knows that Nate's going to win."
"I thought you had my back."
"I'm just saying what they think. What do they know? Just because he's won every archery competition that's ever been held within 100 leagues of his presence, it doesn't mean he'll win this one. You and I know that you definitely have a chance."
"Thanks, Lund."
"He might die, or go blind," Lund said. "You have a chance, Shanks."
Joe shook his head. Just then, Captain Fry, a stout older buck in an impeccable uniform, appeared around the corner.
"Make way there," he called, glowering as he marched ahead.
Flanked by several grim-faced counselors, he hurried through the press of rabbits and into Leaper's Hall. The crowd quieted as they passed. When they were all inside, the noise level rose again. Joe looked up at Lund.
"Lord Rake has called for a Citadel Congress at Cloud Mountain," Lund said, concern plain on his face. "They've known about it for a little while," he said, nodding to Leaper's Hall. "But word just got out, and they're making a decision. They say Lord Ramner might go. Many of the other citadels are already there."
"It's probably a trap," Joe said, shaking his head. "Isn't Lord Rake a long treader dupe?"
"It gets worse," Lund said, nodding. "They say Wilfred Longtreader is actually there."
"At Cloud Mountain?"